Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Slacker and Steve.
We'll get his side and her side. We'll get it straight. It's Slacker and Steve's Great Mate Debate.
We take couples who are struggling with an argument, and they come to us, and we try to mitigate, mediate.
We do, and we turn to you to help us out, to help them out.
You will be the jury on this thing, and today, how can a pool, the most wonderful thing a human being could have
in their own pool?
Yes. How can a pool cause a rift in a marriage?
Oh.
It's causing one with Christine and Simon, and they're on Great Mate Debate, so let's get her side first. Christine?
Yay.
Let's talk about your pool and why it's a problem.
Okay, well, we want our kids to make friends because we're new in this neighborhood.
Okay.
And we need to make, and you know, I think it's a great way to make friends, you know, by them having a pool party.
Okay.
Like, I don't think our neighbors will take advantage of us. I think we're just being friendly and there's nothing wrong with that. And I don't think like our house will become like a party house or like a crabby house. I think that it'd just be like, you know, a place that we can just have pool parties and invite people over to get to know our kids.
Okay.
So did you just move into a house with a pool or did you just have a pool built? So
our neighborhood is like brand, it's new.
Okay.
And it has a great pool in the backyard and it's completely new. So we don't know anyone in the area.
Okay.
And we have two kids and they're going to be starting to go into the school, the neighborhood school. So we want them to make friends. So I just feel like, why not invite the neighbors over and have pool parties?
Okay.
And it sounds like your husband is a no on that. So let's find out what Ebenezer, I'm sorry, Simon. Simon, why you no like pool parties?
Listen, guys. I mean, with all respect to my wife, I of course love a pool party, but we just moved in. It's our private space to relax. I want to spend time with my family. I have a stressful job, and I just don't want it to turn into like a freeloading session of no private time to just chill by the pool.
Yeah.
You don't think...
Especially high summer, it's hot in Denver. You know, it gets a 90, it's dry, but it's hot.
Yeah.
I don't want to become the party house of free-for-all.
You don't think that you could set up... I've never been rich enough to own a pool, right? But like... We need to hear from pool people. Like, is it like a border kind of like as soon as you open the border, it's just open, or can you set boundaries and go, the border's open on this Saturday and then it's back to closed? Like, how do you, or do people just assume it's like, hey, Simon and Christine, their pool is our pool. I don't know how it works.
I think that's what he's afraid of. Like, we have a fence, so like we can keep them out, you know, and it's when we invite them to come over.
Can I just interject? This starts to sound like a job. This is a job and sounds like a country club. This is my house.
Right.
You know, I saved a lot to live in Highland Ranch and, you know, come on.
All right. So, we're going to start zooming in on houses in the Highlands Ranch area and figure out which one has the pools in it.
Don't start that.
But Simon, if you don't, you're new to the neighborhood. And if you don't share your pool, are you the D of the neighborhood? Because here's the one thing I will tell you. When I grew up, my buddy Tony lived up the street, four houses up. I'd go over to his house, the house directly behind him, put a pool in, and we would walk by their chain link fence and look at it. So then they put those little slats in the chain link fence so you couldn't look through. And then we would kind of climb up a little bit and look over it. So they put up a wood fence that was like 6 feet high.
Yep.
We could still climb and look over it. Then they put the fence up to like 8 feet high and it was cinder block. And
I mean, fences make great neighbors. I'm not saying my kids can't have play dates and we can't have like a summer pool party blowout. But like, I don't want to early on. I just think you have to control the masses and just ease into it, because if it's just a free for all, you'll never be able to get it back.
That will be hard.
But that's not what I'm saying. Like, I'm not saying all the time have a pool party, but I am saying like we should have some. Not the whole summer. It's like, oh, free for all. Everyone come in and jump in the pool. I'm not saying that. Like, I'm just saying, you know, every now and then we invite them over, invite the kids over. At least we can watch our kids, you know, and then everyone just have fun.
Okay.
At the end of the season, like, give me one season alone. My wife, my kids.
Like, we just got there. Like, what do you mean one season?
It's a slip. I'm telling you, we hated that family who wouldn't invite us in the pool. But I 100% understand why, because if they greenlight us one time,
it's over.
I remember my neighbor, I greenlighted him one time to come in, and I'm like, my beer fridge, here's my garage code. My beer fridge, anytime you need a beer. And guess what?
All the time.
I'd come in, I'd be turning the corner, and I'd see my garage door open. I'm going, oh my God, did I forget to...
Bastard.
He was like, people... don't always understand boundaries
or respect anything.
Yes.
Yeah.
But that's because people don't set boundaries. And I think we need to start setting boundaries. I mean, I'm not this like hard guy. I just feel like
you want your pool to be.
Yeah. Good luck.
Yeah. I mean, I want it to be ours. I want but then who's to say ownership that they, of it.
Who's to say that they aren't going to come into our pool when we're like not home or something?
They will.
You catch
Trust
somebody
me,
in your pool.
The kids will.
Oh man, that would not be good.
And insurance.
That's not going to happen. See, yeah. This is what happens.
Exactly.
Already.
So that's why I'm Look saying, at like, at least if we know, and then like they know us, then we can like let them know up front, because I don't have a problem telling them like you cannot come in here if we're not home. Like, I don't have a problem saying that.
And they should know that.
Yeah, but people just, yeah.
Especially the kids.
Yeah. Christine, Simon, we're going to determine the status of your pool. You might just hand out maps to the community pool to everybody and go, if you want to swim, go here.
Yeah,
here.
Right?
Hang on, guys.
My best friend growing up, their family had a pool. And okay. It was everything that he was saying. People use you for your pool.
Did you go to his pool uninvited, ever?
Never, ever.
Okay, but your parents instilled manners in you.
Thank you.
But other kids did?
Did not at all. And then if they weren't home, they would jump the fence. Well, we just assume, you know, it's us. We're not going to do anything wrong.
You let us in your pool yesterday. Why would you let us in today?
Then if something happens when you're gone, there's insurance involved. Pools are a whole ordeal.
I have always dreamed of, like, I watch that show Pool Kings or whatever, and I watch them, and like, they put in a lazy river. It's a dream of mine. I'll never do it.
It's
for this exact reason.
Because, dude, everybody comes over, uses your stuff, you host everything, and then when they leave, you got to clean your pool. It's a non-stop. He's right. It's a job.
And he wants it to just, if he's clean and filth, he wants it to be his wife and his kids' filth, not the neighbor. I believe... They're brand new to the neighborhood, though.
They gotta be careful.
If you come in first thing and go, we can afford a pool and you can't, and you're not welcome.
They'll vandalize you.
Yes.
Yeah.
Because we absolutely vandalized.
See?
That I didn't, but I, yes.
Yes.
So Christine and Simon have a pool in a brand new neighborhood, and she wants to share it. So the kids make friends, and he's like, this is my sanctuary.
Yeah.
Do they share or not share the pool for the summer? Mary.
Yeah.
What do you think?
I'm on her side. And the reason is I've grown up with the pool my whole life. I'm 30 years old now. And you definitely notice those neighbors that try and give you the, oh, yeah, but it's just me. But the first time you make it clear to them that this is our pool and you're only allowed in it when we invite you in it.
Yes.
It's pretty done. We, you know, there's a public pool for that exact reason. And, you know, just telling them once and... the right neighbors, especially in Highlands Ranch, I would certainly hope listen.
Okay.
But you do have to have one boundary setting conversation, right? Where you go, this
is the law, people.
not necessarily with all important. Of the neighbors because, you know, general etiquette, but, you know, there's only been like one time that I can remember my parents coming home and a neighbor was in the pool and they were like, absolutely not. If you want to go swimming, you go up to the public pool. This is our pool, period.
Boom.
Oh, well played. Thank you, Mary.
Thank you.
David.
Yay. So I'd say I'm on his side. Okay. I grew up in a neighborhood where we had the only pool.
Yep.
And as a kid, it's nice to have friends and everything, but if you just moved in a neighborhood, I would say let the kids make friends first, because you don't want to have them establishing that,
right.
Hey, if you're friends with him, then you get to go in the pool.
Oh, you could have 800 friends then.
Oh, that's true.
Using him for
yes.
his pool, yeah.
Make friends first. Oh, that's smart, yeah. David. Well played. Thank you. Because otherwise, everybody's your friend.
Everybody is.
Oh, you're the guy who moved into the house up the street with the pool?
You're my new best friend.
Katie?
Yay. I side with her. We have a pool in my backyard that's shared by about 10 families, and it has been a fabulous way for my 8-year-old daughter to make friends and really become a strong swimmer and establish wonderful friendships.
Yeah. Who cleans the pool? The 10 families or you?
Who does the work?
We hire out one neighbor. We take turns each summer. One neighbor does the work.
Well, that's pretty.
Actually, sounds like a kind of an equitable situation.
It really does.
I don't know how to deal with that.
She's making it work.
We don't do communication on Slacker and Steve. You must be new to the show, Katie.
Katie, that's awesome. That works.
That's really cool. Thank you for the call.
We love it. But one other thing.
Yeah.
If people are going to come uninvited, they're going to do that whether you have a party or not.
Yeah.
They're going to jump your fence.
Yeah.
You're right.
So you got to set a boundary and make sure your neighbors know what the expectation is.
Or just have like a razor wire fence.
Or that.
That's kind of thing.
There you go.
Thank you, Katie. Tracy.
Yai. So I believe in Simon, and here's why. I used to live in Highlands Ranch. There's not many swimming pools, and you can probably find his. But here's the thing. There's so many rec centers. So what you do is you walk around and say, hey, to the neighbors, where do you take your kids to go swim? You know, there's got to be a way to have a party there. And also get to know the kids at the pool. Then you can individually invite them over to your pool, not have a huge party.
Just a couple of kids.
Okay.
But for the most part, teach the neighbors the public pool is where you're allowed. This is only for the elite in our backyard. That sort of thing. Thank you for the call,
Tracy.
Sorry,
the woman's on to something. I thank you.
I here's the deal, you guys. This I've never seen this happen in Great Mate Debate before. We keep taking calls and we get one for Simon and then one for Christine. It is a tie down the middle. So we have to go to social media to figure out what to do with your situation.
And on social media, Christine. Yes.
She wins?
Yes.
They're going to.
Back and forth.
Oh,
but yeah,
man.
Christine. Only for the point for the kids to be able to like have friends and meet friends. That's what they were saying the most.
Yes.
All right.
But you know what?
Wait,
listen. Okay. I am willing to, the one guy he said, let them make friends first. I can definitely go with that because I feel like even with us, with like trying to get to know the neighbors and everything, let us make friends first before we like, you know, have everyone over. Because what if we meet some neighbors that we really don't like? Like, I don't want them to come into my pool.
Yeah, you let them in right away.
Yeah, then it's over.
This is why I love this woman. She's reasonable.
Yeah.
Nice, you
she
guys.
Won and still gave you the win.
Right.
Thank you guys for coming on.
Awesome.
I'm on Google Maps right now. I think I got to narrow down to which house is yours.
Slacker and Steve. Weekday afternoons on Alice and anywhere, anytime on the radio.com app.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.